Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to Hail Varsity Radio, the voice of Husker Nation. Insight, opinion, expertise, with the biggest and best names talking Nebraska across the state. Join the show on Twitter at Hail Varsity and at Schmitz underscore radio. Call in at 402-466-ESPN or 1-800-825-5865. Here's Chris Schmitz.
Back into it, it's Hour 2, it's Hail Varsity Radio, presented by Currency. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel, let's check in with the Pride Award Husker basketball standout, Andy Markowski, on a bit of a roadie as the Pius girls head into Kearney tonight. Andy, how we doing? How's the road trip?
Yeah, it's a straight shot on I-80 with no ice or snow, Schmidt, so not too bad for a Tuesday.
We'll take it right before January taps out. Good call there. Andy, a tough matchup tonight for Nebraska basketball. A lot of things got to go right. Let's go back to Maryland here. Any momentum? I know a loss is there's minimal momentum for that, but any good takeaways from Maryland into Illinois that you saw?
Well, I thought, you know, I think Fred alluded to it offensively. You know, they did some good things. They shot over 50% from the floor, which up to that game, they were 8-0 in games that they had done that. So, you know, I think that's a positive. They got some contributions off the bench. Obviously, you know, Sam Hoiberg came in and played really well. But, you know, I think their warts, you know, are going to be hard to overcome. The amount of turnovers they had, especially the live ball turnovers that ended up being Maryland points, and they just don't have the length defensively. So you're starting to see them foul, you know, much more than they did prior to the Vandermeil and Gary injuries. But, you know, anytime that you go on the road and you play good offensively, you know, you hope that carries into the next game.
Andy, what have you made of Sam Hoiberg and his roll off the bench? It's been rumored and people have been calling for maybe getting Sam Hoiberg some more minutes or even getting him into the starting lineup. What is your reaction to just how Sam Hoiberg has played after, you know, a whole year of not playing much at all, now stepping into a bigger role?
Well, I think the role that was asked of him, it was to come in and provide some energy and make open shots, and he did that. I mean, if he can continually, you know, shoot the basketball at the clip he shot at Maryland, I think you have to find more minutes there. Now, he doesn't have the length and, you know, defensively as teams, you know, A, start to study that, you know, what do they take advantage of there, or B, do they start to maybe take his open shots away, right? Sometimes you're off the scouting report for a couple games. The Big Ten is, most people say it's the second best scouted league, only second to the NBA, right? So, their coaches aren't going to let, you know, players hurt them without scheming and making sure they take things away. So, you know, they need help. They need help scoring, and Sam provided that. If he continues to do that, I agree that he probably should see more minutes.
Andy Markowski's with us, Hail Varsity Radio, Nebraska, Illinois. Tipping off at 6 tonight, the line -14 for the Illini. And you look at Nebraska, what's plagued them for a while has been scoring droughts, the turnovers you mentioned, and, you know, what's the personnel like to play high-level defense? That was their identity, what they hung their hat on up until the injuries. They're still trying. They just don't have the personnel. Glass and rebounding going to be so important tonight. And do you think Nebraska can take better care of the basketball, or is that more of a product of who's been on their schedule? Some really talented teams that are equally good at turning out defense into offense.
Well, they have to, losing, Vanderbilt. Now, we talk a lot about him defensively, but he was also their second, secondary ball handler behind Sam. So you know, they if you're going to turn it over, it can't lead to offense. In the Maryland game, we had a lot of, you know, mistakes where those ended up being dunks and transition baskets. So, you know, there's games that you can turn over 15 or 16 times, and you just don't give up baskets. You know, you travel or you throw it out of bounds. I mean, those are much better turnovers than live balls. So, you know, certainly Illinois' defensive pressure will bother us. We'll turn it over, but can you keep that in the 12 to the 14 range versus the 16 to 18 range? Can be a big difference on whether you're competitive or, you know, you lose by 15 to 18 on the road.
Andy, we look at this Nebraska team right now, and what have you noticed body language-wise, spirit-wise? They're still fighting, but they're also fading, and it's, you know, what answers can you have, and what's, I hate saying this word, but what's winnable on their schedule as you look towards the rest of the season?
Yeah, I feel like the fight is still there in this group, right? You hope you have good leadership, you know, with Walker and Griesel being, you know, seniors, and then, you know, Vandermeer and Gary appear to be engaged still on the bench. So you hope that can continually energize, especially the young kids that have been through the, you know, the 20-game Big Ten grind for the first time. That can get long, you know, just turning the calendar into February. I do think the schedule gets a little easier. You look at Wisconsin, Penn State, you know, at home, they have Minnesota at home. I think the talent level for all three of those teams is not a big gap against Nebraska. And then you go on the road to Iowa, a team that, you know, I thought we guarded really well at home with one of our three conference wins. So I do think the schedule gets a little easier, but, you know, it's you know, tonight is going to be extremely challenging. I thought Illinois really physically dominated us in Lincoln, and now you go play that same team on the road. I think that's going to be a big ask, but, you know, I do think there's some gettable games, especially at home down the stretch here.
Yeah, well, with those gettable games, Andy, how crucial do those feel to you? And I guess the heart of this question is, does this final stretch of this season feel like the beginning of the end for Fred Hoiberg?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, certainly the expectation, you know, going into this season was to improve from you know, not a very good season a year ago. I feel like they did that. I feel like the culture and the character of the team, it was better. I feel like the kids they brought in represented Nebraska and what our fan base, you know, wants to rally behind a program. You know, unfortunately, we do lose a couple of those. I have liked the minutes that some of our freshmen have played. If you can, you know, mix those in with a couple marquee transfers like we did a year ago, you know, can you get in the middle of the pack in the Big Ten? So I don't know if I'm ready for, you know, this February stretch to decide the fate of Fred. I think Trev Alberts has proven that, you know, he knows, you know, what he wants out of our athletic program, what he expects out of each coach and each team. You know, I think he's got a, you know, he evaluate that and then, you know, make that decision. If Fred is given time, can he get in the top half of the league, or do you feel like there's just not enough consistency there where you've got to move on and make a change? So, you know, certainly if the bottom falls out and the young kids don't compete and you know, there's a transfers at the end of the spring, I think the answer to that question is you probably move on. But, you know, if these freshmen can grow and compete and maintain the effort that they've given up to this point, I think you probably, you know, give him another year to see if you can mix some transfers in with the returners that he's had. Gary, you know, I think you give Gary a full season with the skill development. You know, he's an impact kid next year in the league, and he's got to put a couple more kids with him that can help him win. And we're not asking him to get to the top five, right? I just think if you get in that top eight, you're going to be right out of the NCAA bubble, and I think that's the expectation of our program.
Andy, does Jamarcus Lawrence and Denham Dawson, do they remind you of any past Huskers, or is there a comp in your mind? What's their ceiling, in your opinion? They've had good flashes here as young players.
Yeah, I think they both have the physical tools to play in this league. I mean, Dawson is very athletic. I think defensively he's come a long ways. He's improving as a shooter, which you're going to need to at kind of that three and four position that Fred plays him at. you know, Lawrence has really proven he has the skill to play in the league. He's a catch and shoot kid with really good length. You know, he just needs strength and experience. So I do think, you know, I think, you know, Wilhelm Breidenbach has proven that, you know, is he a starter in this league? No, but is he able to play in this league and contribute? You know, his high school recruiting, I think, has been, you know, solid, not great, but solid. And, you know, I think if you keep stacking good high school players that are willing to develop and take advantage of the NIL, I do think Brett could put a group together that could get to that NCAA bubble. It's just, you know, once again, losing the three or four kids that he's going to lose, you know, Trev's going to have complete faith that he's able to kind of go out and target the same group that he brought in a year ago as one and done kids.
Andy, who are you buying and fading in the Big Ten as we get closer to March? Are you in on Northwestern? Do you like Penn State? Does Ohio State still have a heartbeat? And, you know, who after Purdue do you like that could put a run together here, assuming February's not too messy?
Yeah, I really like I think Illinois is going to get some things figured out. You know, I think Northwestern has good balance, guard forwards. I think they're playing together as a group. I think they're going to hold in there. Never doubt Tom Izzo. I know Purdue got it pretty good this weekend, but I think Michigan State, you know, has the ingredients to keep playing well. Penn State is really dependent on the three-point shot. I think they're a dangerous team that, you know, you could get hot in like a Big Ten tournament and play themselves in, but also when you're that dependent on a three-point shot, I think consistently over, you know, a month of games, they're going to lose some games that maybe they need to get in an NCAA tournament. So that's kind of my take. I think Maryland's solid first-year coach. I think they'll keep playing better as well. You know, Rutgers, I think, has the toughness to hang in there. So I think we'll get five in, you know, maybe a sixth. You know, we're not real top-heavy, but that upper third is still really good and, you know, well-coached teams. And I think, given the right matchup, could win a game in the tournament as well.
Indiana's looked good recently as well, and they've
won five straight. They've only lost one game at home this year.
Star power, but they're playing like we haven't seen Indiana play in about 20 years.
Which is strange because they were really a mess, and you know certainly they have one of the best players in the nation, which is kind of throwing them on their back, and you know they're back in the top 25. So you know obviously they're positioned to get into the tournament and. You know, I have not been super impressed with them defensively or their toughness, but they're making shots, they're scoring right now, and that can cover up a lot of, you know, defensive warts when the basket or the ball goes to the basket.
Andy Markowski, a couple more minutes with us, Hale Varsity Radio. The Pius girls on the road tonight in Kearney. You were in Iowa City over the weekend. Great effort, tough ball game, Andy.
Yeah, certainly, you know, five starters in double figures. Iowa's, you know, really good team. Obviously, Caitlin Clark, you know, a special talent, unfortunately, for us. You know, had a bad second quarter, had kind of an average third, and then really, you know, had an excellent fourth to get back in the game. But, you know, right now the Big Ten has four teams in the top ten. They have Michigan State on Thursday, and then a couple winnable games to follow that. So they're still on the bubble, Chris. I hope. I hope they can keep winning their home games and maybe steal a road game out of Michigan or at Illinois and give themselves another, you know, kind of a resume building win to get off that bubble.
Yeah, with Nebraska sitting in eighth in the Big Ten right now, Andy, how many teams in the women's side of the Big Ten do you think are going to make the dance?
Yeah, if you look at the projections right now, the cutoff is at eight. You know, I think Purdue and Nebraska are that seventh and eighth team, and both have the ability to play themselves on or off that last spot. I think the bubble is a little soft to my eye. After kind of the last four in, you look at the next eight teams, and certainly Nebraska has a good resume with wins over, you know, Kansas at Maryland. They play their, you know, I think they're the only other UConn's the only other team that have played 11 quad one games. So you hope they get the benefit. They beat Mississippi State, which is on the bubble with them as well. So, you know, I think seven is probably the number, but it could go to eight if both, you know, Purdue and Nebraska, you know, win the games that they should win down the stretch here.
Andy, tell us about tonight's matchup with the Pius girls and Kearney and what's in store tonight.
Yeah, well, Kearney is good. I think they're right in that top 10 mix. You know, certainly on the road, they're a really good home team. They've played some of the best teams in Class A competitive at Kearney. So we have a really tough week. We're on the road here, then we've got a top 10 team in North Star at home Friday, and then we go on the road to the Bellevue West on Saturday, which is number, I think, 2 all class right now. So a lot of games this week. So it'll kind of tell us where we're at. And, if we get through this week with a few wins, it'll help position us for those district home games.
Yeah, and Andy, as you start getting closer to districts, I know you got some big games coming up here over the next week or so, but how do you keep the girls focused on the here and now, the task at hand, as opposed to looking ahead to districts and potentially a state tournament?
Well, when you play in Class A, you have to take it game to game. The coaching is so good that the balance of teams is very competitive. And, the advantage of being in Class A, the better you play during the season, you get rewarded, with your points to A, get home district games, or B, position yourself for a wild card if you happen to stub your toe in district. So, our kids and girls know how important each game is. We've been on the wrong side of a district loss and fortunately got the wild card a year ago. So, the messaging is Kearney, and then we'll worry about North Star starting tomorrow. So we have a pretty mature group. We have 4 seniors that are being good leaders, and you hope they can stay focused on the task at hand, and that's trying to be competitive and win in a tough environment tonight at Kearney.
Andy Markowski with us. Find him on Twitter at @Markowski_Andy. Andy, always appreciate your insight, bud. Safe travels, and thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good stuff from Andy Markowski. Hail Varsity Radio continues. We'll dive into some Big Ten football thoughts. Can Nebraska rise in 2023? Open phones till 6 with Hail Varsity.